All right, y'all, welcome back. Welcome back to another edition of Party Life and Music Radio. I go by the name of DJ Waheed.
And I am DJ FX.
Yeah, my brother, it is April 27th. It is the last week of April.
Yep.
Man, first of all, man, how are you feeling today, bro?
I am good. I am good. You know, the weather's definitely getting warmer. You know, definitely getting out there more. So, feeling good. I can't really complain.
All right. Well, we all know what happened last week, man. And that fool was found guilty, guilty, guilty.
Yeah.
He got arrested. So we're definitely going to talk about that.
We're going in deep.
Yeah, man. And unfortunately, man, in Columbus, Ohio, man, we lost another black life. Makai Bryant.
Yeah.
We definitely going to talk about that. But look, man, we want to get into your DJ mix, bruh. Just to kind of lighten the mood a little bit, and we'll be right back, all right?
Let's do it, y'all.
You're tuned into Party Life and Music Radio.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wait. The band was jumping and the jump began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
Travis Scott for
21 Savage.
You're listening to Party Life and Music Radio.
What it do is the baby, we in the mix.
You're tuned into Party Life and Music Radio. DJ FX. The Spinner Circle.
My, how the boy's grown from roaming low-income home to homes of his own. No catching up, he's in a whole nother zone. Still true to his roots, stay close to the chrome. Haters, stay clear of him, y'all stand cheer for him. Got about the game and overcame, let's hear it for him. Keep a new toy, so I wonder how good. I not enjoy life, I'm reliving my childhood. Big chain monster, whip game bonkers. Monster truck from my hammer Tonka. Diamond F color, blush gold, still gutter. My dealers in the mills, motherfucker, and I ain't stutter. Bittersweet, my life's a musical. From holding nose to rose gold, the Lord's beautiful. Before him, I'm too ashamed to show my face. But she's so mean, can't help but to fall from grace.
DJ FX.
When that hit the pan, it twists and it tumbles, it flips and it fumbles. I mix it like gumbo. I pitch it so subtle. I keep hustling puzzle feds. I got a wondering what happened to that boy. Six maneuver, how'd I slip into that toy? Is it the pimp, the crook, the hustler thing? The man, the music, the making, the king. I'm simply building my ming. A million men marching like Khan. I'm the King Kong, a verse making the world sing. My heart's on a sleeve for dark faces just like mine. Peeking through bars, hoping the sun shines on them. But you still got to watch the phonies. Watch your homies be. Got
got you,
that's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast, that's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast, that's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast, that's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast, that's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast, that's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast. Stand clear, done, man, I talk. You can't stand where I stand, you can't walk where I walk. Watch out, we run New York. Policeman come, we bust him out the park. I know this for a fact, you don't like how I act. You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that. I'd rather say see ya, cause I would never be ya. Be your officer, your wicked overseer. Your hot shot, you wanna get props and be a savior. First show a little respect, change your behavior. Change your attitude, change your plan. There could never really be justice or stolen land. Are you really for peace and equality? Or when my car's hooked up, you know you wanna follow me. Your laws are minimal, cause you won't even think about looking at the real criminal. This has got to cease, cause we be getting hyped to the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. Now here's a little truth. Open up your eye while you're checking out the boombox. Check the exercise. Take the word overseer like a sample. Repeat it very quickly and approve for example. Overseer, 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 officer. Yeah, officer from overseer. You need a little clarity? Check the similarity. The overseer rode around the plantation. The officer is on patrol in our nation. The overseer could stop you what you're doing. The officer will pull you over just when he's pursuing. The overseer had the right to get ill. And if you fought back, the overseer had the right to kill. The officer has the right to arrest. And if you fight back, they put a hole in your chest. They both ride horses. After 400 years, I've got no choices. The police don't have a nickel gun. So when I'm on the streets, I walk around with a bigger one. I hear it all day, just so they can run the light and be upon their way.
Somebody who was liable for more than many murders, LA's a warfield. We keep eating war shit. Streets keep souls, young brothers lose control. I seem to maintain through this. Watch where you kick it, they'll put you in a twist. And it ain't nobody like my down ass homie. And the police always trying to pin some bullshit on me. I keep away from fools, they do crime in the track. Cops, cops got guns and cuffs and cells to stuff you in. That I did not do, you know who, the boys in blue. There they go with their assumptions, slavery's over. Let us have something, why you wanna pull me over? Cause I'm bumping, I just made a new song. My profession is music, your profession is protection with gas. Then use it on him when he's trying to take my life away. I'm just trying to live my life today. So I keep away from fools, they do crime and attract cops. Cops got guns and cuffs and sales to stuff you in.
Bye.
get back. Payback. Payback.
You're in the mix with Party Life and Music Radio.
On the other hand,
showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Fuck the police.
Significant, I can make a difference. You need an example, use this as a for instance. Put your mouth on board, put your brain in gear. I'll leave you sass of brass, raise your glass and cheer. As you get on your good foot, I hope that you never put your trust in unjust suckers who discuss ways of getting paid by criminal means. They having a sale on minimal dreams, doomed to fail. They caught your tail, your butt's in jail, you gets no bail. The scale was tipped, but you weigh little. There's a rock in a hard place, you're caught in the middle. Need a lawyer to litigate some legal dribble. Now you're back on the streets like it ain't no riddle. How long will this last? You seem to love crime. Today you're out here, tomorrow you do time. Word is born, arm your brain and shoot. Yo, the state is cold, ready to prosecute. Oh, you think you smarter, the system's older. The ace has been dealt, you're now the holder. The name is Chill Rob, there is a good guard. My rep is not scarred, I won't commit fraud. Can't say I lied, there's nothing to hide. I say with much pride, court is now in session. Friday night, we out playing the corner. Not because we hoods, cause we born up. No drugs being sold, we ain't dirty. Polaroids in effect, watch the birdie. Turned around, heard the sound of sirens. The boys that collared me asked me where I've been. I told them that I was right here all night. Looking at each other, they smiled and said, alright, you think you're smart, you wanna be tough. Get your ass in the car, you're coming with us. I said, to where for what? I ain't guilty, the name is Bob D. You just can't filth me. Now I'm sitting in a courtroom all day. I claim I'm innocent, but that's what they all say. Bunch of my brothers lined up in the hallway to hear the type of price I might have to pay. If honesty is a crime, hell, jail me. Tapes I make to escape the daily routine, I'm too clean, you got nothing on me. Arrest that sucker for being so corny. I run the truth, make it plain and simple. Cops pop the big shots quick as a pimple. Snatch him off the street, drop him in the can. Chain him like an animal, forget he's a man. This might be a little raw for some to eat, but this is food for thought that I think. If you can't stand the heat, I think you know the rest. This is live, not a test. Court is in session, session, session.
You're tuned into Party Life and Music Radio.
What the hell are you looking for? Can a young man make money anymore? Where my jewels are like freaking on the floor? Or is it my job to make sure I'm poor? Can't my car look better than yours? Keep a cigar in between my jaws. I drink champagne to hell with cause. Never sold coke in my life, I do tours. Get that flashlight out of my face. I'm not a dog, so damn it, put away the mace. I got cash, a real attorney's on the case. You're just a joker perpetrating the ace. You got time, you wanna give me a taste. I don't smoke cigarettes, so why you looking for bass? You might plant a gun and hope I run a race. Eating in the mess hall, saying my grace. You tried to frame me, but it won't work. Legal search. Yeah, I'm totally relaxed. Call it a drug car. I say disco, you call it a drug bar. I say nice guy, you call me Mr. Goodbar. I made progress, you say not that far. I just started it, you're searching my car. But all my paperwork is up to par. It's in my uncle's name, so the frame won't work. Jump, illegal search.
Keep on searching.
Illegal search.
is Travis Scott.
Put in White Savage.
You're listening to Party Life and Music Radio.
What it do is the baby, and we in the mix.
And we are back. Yo, man, I appreciate that mix, man. Yo, you definitely put your foot in that one, brother, for real.
Hey, I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Definitely fun making it. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Just basically just showing how I feel right now, man. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, a lot of milestones, a lot of things that's happening, man. And like I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, man, we lost a life. Mekhi Bryant, man, 16 years of age, man.
Yeah.
Damn. But before we talk about that topic, man, last week on the 21st, man, was the anniversary date that we lost Prince.
Yeah.
Last week, the day before, I believe it was the 19th, we have lost Guru of Gangstar.
That's right.
So,
yeah, man.
So it's just, man. But look, man, let's get into what happened with the Derek Chauvin case, man. That mofo was found guilty, 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 man. So what are your feelings and thoughts about that, man? I know you expressed it through the music, but yo, what are your thoughts about it, man?
Well, one thing I can say, and I hope everybody caught it at the end of the trial when he was walked out, like they put him in handcuffs. Mm-hmm. And you saw how he was walking out, or how they were actually escorting him out of the courtroom. So you see him with his hands behind his back, with the handcuffs on him, and they escorting him out. That look there just really told the story. It just really told the story. You know, you're talking about a cop who was sworn to uphold the law, and well, the law and justice basically convicted him. Because I think he's going to do at least 40 years. I think that's what the sentencing is, or what he could get. Because I think his sentencing is not until sometime in May.
I think it was at least another 7 weeks from now. Because
my thing
is, I'm glad to see that he had gotten arrested. At the same time, it's like a sigh of relief. At the same time, I'm not really in a celebratory mood, and I'm going to say why. Because one, the jury is not going to allow to be doing or be responsible for the sentencing. It will be up to that judge.
Right.
And the fact that the judge made comments that, you know, because Maxine Waters made a comment and the president made a comment.
Yeah.
And it basically, he's letting people know, like, this is my courtroom.
Yeah.
This is my courtroom.
Yeah.
So, until, you know, we get an idea what the sentencing is going to look like, I'm still kind of like, okay, yes, they found him guilty on all counts. Great, great. That's great for the family.
Right.
Everyone with the name of Floyd is celebrating. I totally understand.
Yeah, definitely.
But at the same time, you know, let's see what happens with the sentencing. Let's see how long he's actually going to stay in jail. Let's see if they're going to give them an opportunity to appeal, because I know at some point during the trial, the judge was trying to, you know, give him a little pass his head. Hey, try this one. Did you try that? And
I saw that. It like you said, it's definitely going to be a question of how long or how much time he's actually going to spend. I definitely agree with you there. Hopefully the judge will see the severity of it all. And, you know, just like you were saying with, you know, again, Maxine Waters, you know, giving her thoughts, the president giving his thoughts, even the vice president, and I mean, a lot of celebrities chimed in on it. So hopefully he'll say, you know what? Okay. This is the sentencing, because it should match the crime. Because basically he killed him. Basically he killed him. He murdered him.
Yeah.
Let's just be flat out honest. He murdered him. So hopefully he'll get the years that each charge was suggesting. So hopefully he does. Because, again, we don't want hopefully another incident where a cop feels like their authority is better than anybody's life right now just because they feel like they have to show their strength or so-called strength against people of color, because that's what's been going on. So hopefully the judge be like, you know what, let me be right, and let me do what I'm supposed to do, and not let it be something where it's like, oh, well, he's a cop, whatever. So I'm with you, bro. I'm with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. And my concern about that, again, with that judge, man, please keep an eye on that judge. Mm-hmm. Because times, in some cases, I'm not saying it for this one, but in some cases, the judge would not do the right thing. Remember when that Asian cop in New York killed that black man? And the judge, I think he got paid off to make a different verdict. And because of that, the judge in that case got paid off, in my opinion, to give mm-hmm. a different verdict. And mm-hmm. it was a black judge, I believe, because it's almost like he looked the other way because it was an Asian cop that did the killing. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, I mean, the judge is dead now, but that's not the point. The cop got right. off. Right. That's what it is. And in right. this situation here, no matter what the defense tried in this case, they could not make that shit stick on the wall.
Mm-mm. Oh,
they couldn't make it stick. It was nothing. They were trying to make the case against George Floyd.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they tried to use all kinds of doctors, even photos saying like, oh, well, his knee really wasn't on his neck. It was on his shoulder blade. Right. You know, his foot, you know, was still on the ground. You know, he just had him down. He had a substance in his mouth. And he even got to the point of what he was saying. Like he ate too many drugs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the statement just didn't make sense to me. I was like, why would he say I ate too many drugs? Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, like I can't, you know, I mean, my thing is you go from I can't breathe uh-huh. to I ate too much drugs. And then eventually I can't breathe. No. And yeah. and then, you know, Brett Favre, this motherfucker got the nerve, excuse my expression, yeah. to say that, well, I really think he intended to kill George Floyd. I'm like, really? What part of that was not intended when you kneeled on his neck for 9 minutes and 26 seconds?
Yeah.
What part was not intended?
Yeah. Yeah, because
racism is just deep.
Yeah. Well, you even got to the point now where you even have some still trying to say, oh, well, you know, had he complied, you know, he'd still be alive today. And I'm going to take it all the way back to Trayvon Martin. Mm-hmm. Let's take it all the way back to that, which I believe really pushed the whole narrative of a cop killing a black person. You know, we've seen
back,
it.
It goes back further than that, but yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, trust me. I know. It does go. Yeah. You know, I'm not trying to dismiss that because it's been going on for years. It's definitely been going on for years. But that moment there, because if you notice, it became. You've seen it more. You've been seeing it more. You know, with social media and the news, like it's really been talked about more. So next thing you know, you started seeing more cops say, "Oh well." With that verdict, and this is just my firm belief, that the verdict said, oh, well, we can just go out, even though Zimmerman wasn't a cop, he was training to be one, or he wanted to be one, but never made it. But you had other cops saying, like, oh, okay, we can just, you know, do whatever we want, you know, and then mm-hmm. just a little bit of a history, cops, really the whole business of cops really started in slavery. We had them to kind of oversee a lot of the slaves because they were actually policing around other plantations.
Yeah.
So it does have its slavery originality when it comes to that, if anybody wants to look that up.
Yeah, but, original overseer.
Yes, there you go, the original overseer. So here it is, 2021, where you have a lot of these cops now, you know, we'll definitely talk about with the teenager in a minute. They just feel some sort of authority. They have some sort of complex where they feel they have to show some kind of strength and show that, yeah, we're better. And for some of them, we're the better race, you know. And I've even seen disturbing TikTok videos where you have a lot of MAGA folks in the department and getting tattoos to show how they are. So there you go. You have a lot of them that just don't care, man.
Yeah, care. I mean... Right. And unfortunately, man, you know, just as they're celebrating the verdict in the Chauvin case, mm-hmm. Dante Wright was laid to rest, man. It's just, you know, ironic that George Floyd's girlfriend was one of his teachers.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. That's wow.
Yeah, man. And 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, man. I mean, the story from what I hear goes like this. She had been picked on by a bunch of other girls. Right. And this time, you know, they actually came in the house and beat her up. This time she decided to go ahead and defend herself. Mm-hmm. The cops get there. They see her with a knife and they shoot her 4 times.
Yeah.
The name of the cop escapes me, so I apologize for that.
Oh, you can look it up. No, I got it. What's his name? I got it right here. Nicholas Reardon.
Okay, Nicholas Reardon. Right. From my understanding, he was a military man. So, my thing, 4 times, you are trained to use a gun. You just immediately, you see a knife and you come out guns blazing. This is the police, put your hands up. Hands up before, no warning, just come out guns blazing.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck do you get off coming in guns blazing on a child? A black child at that.
Yeah.
And no warning, no nothing, just coming guns blazing, 4 shots. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for her, this is one of those situations where the cops ain't going to get there in time. Because she was calling them for help.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was calling them for help. This is one of those situations where the cops did not get there in time. And they get there to the scene. They see what they saw. And that's the immediate reaction.
Yeah.
I don't know what was said on the 911 call. I don't know what she told them before they got there. But the end result is we got a baby that's dead. 16-year-old baby that is dead.
Years old.
Honor student. Dead. Yeah.
And this is from a cop who has been with the department for not years. Well, technically years, but not like, you know, 20, 30 years. Been with the department for only 2 years, since 2019. 2019.
He was in the military. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and like you were saying, you know, again, 4 shots, because it brings me back to videos of there was a white guy, and it's on TikTok. I keep going back to TikTok because they have a lot of those videos that they're really showing. But there's a white guy who, okay, now he has a knife, and we're talking about an older gentleman now.
I saw that video. I saw that. This motherfucker was doing yoga with the knife.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
he was like doing yoga. He did everything except fucking downward dog. I'm not a yoga expert, but right. He did everything but get on the ground.
Yeah.
Waving a knife. Namaste.
He threatened to kill them. He threatened to kill the cops, and the cops are just backing up like, you need to calm down. You need to calm down. Like, really?
I'm like, 2 guns and 1 crazy motherfucker with a knife.
Yeah.
But yet, 16-year-old girl protecting herself and 4 shots?
Right. It's like, where does it end? Does it get to the point now? Because I know they talked about this before. Do you really truly give cops that psych eval before they even try to get with any kind of department, before they even train, to make sure that they're mentally prepared for this job? Or is it something where, because I think they even talked about making sure that a lot of these cops that they're bringing in don't have a deep-seated hatred, because I think they've been mentioning that as well.
I don't know how you can hide that or try to hide that. Because it's almost as if, let's just say, you know, you as a black man and you're interviewing for a job and you're dealing with the public. Mm-hmm. And I'll bring an even better scenario, man. Let's just say you DJing a gig and it's in the middle of nowhere, and you know, they have power, the people seem nice and friendly, and they want you to play everything from country to rock to rap. Now, as a DJ, you know, putting your DJ hat on, it's like, you know what, multi open format, cool, got you covered, no worries.
Yeah.
But at the end of the night, you know, when you're thinking, hey, you know, I'll get my balance or a tip or something, or at least some type of thank you, the people go off after they enjoy themselves and don't say a damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What type of impression would that give you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not about, well, would I play for these people or not? No, it's just that whatever deep seat hatred they got, it's going to come out one way or another. It's going to come out. It's going to come out. Not so much on our end per se, because putting a DJ hat on would be a professional. But in this case, this guy was not a professional. He came out guns blazing. Same thing with the woman that killed Dante Wright.
Dante Wright
came out guns blazing.
Yeah.
Or one cop already had the situation under the control. He was handcuffed. She already come out with something in her hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't tell me that. And I don't mean you, but I don't think any psych eval is going to tell me what type of deep seat hatred and fears they have of black people. I don't know of any. Yeah. Whether you have a gun or not, I don't see it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. It's you know, of course it's going to take years, but it's just something that's had to be weeded out. And I know I always go back to education. So it's like really education and true training and investigation. But that's why I go back to this point of like, okay, all right. So you want to be a police officer? Okay, whatever your thoughts and feelings are. But here's the stipulation. And I know I've mentioned this before, is if you're dealing with a situation, right? And we prove that you have not used any part of the training that we gave you, meaning that you have to first de-escalate the situation, assess it, and then using deadly force, you know, when it's absolutely necessary. If you use it at any time before de-escalation, no matter what your synopsis is or whatever your explanation is, all benefits are gone. All benefits are gone. So that means, like, however long you work for the police department, you get no retirement. Basically, whatever you get as your paycheck, that's your retirement. Hopefully you save something. But you get no 401k, you get none of that. All benefits are gone. All benefits are forfeited. Because if it's been proven that the cop did not follow the proper procedure, like, no, we're not going to even fire you. We're not going to even fire you. You could, you know, you're going to get charged, whatever the case is, justice will be handled. But as far as the department goes, your benefits are gone. Then you'll see how fast cops will start to be like, you know what? No, I'm out of here.
Well, my belief is that it is psychological. Let's start when you're doing target practice. The target practice, you see with the lines are white, you got to shoot within the lines, and everything is black.
Yeah.
Blackety black. you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Let's just go, it's psychological. Mm-hmm. And another way where whatever type of feeling or hatred they have, it's in the DNA. Mm-hmm. It's in the DNA. I honestly believe it's in the DNA. Mm-hmm. The only way that can be broken is through generations of someone saying, I need to stop the cycle.
Yeah.
Would that happen in my lifetime? I don't know. Not to be pessimistic, not to be an overly enthused and just optimistic that the next generation is going to carry it on. But no, it's in the DNA of these people. It's what these people learn from home. It's what these people learn at their family reunions. Yeah. When I DJ events and I see other people, it doesn't happen all the time, but you and I both know as being a DJ, we have to observe the room. Yeah. Not only observe the room when the music is being played, but the attitudes.
Definitely. And
my experiences have always been, it's after the event. Yet you could be dancing, shaking your ass, tapping your toe. Oh, man, this is a great DJ. At the end of the night, you don't say nothing.
Nope. And you've experienced it. Thank you. Experienced it. Yep.
That's when my attitude be more like, okay, you owe me a balance. Where my money at? You know, before I sue your ass. Where is it at? We signed a contract. Either pay me electronically or pay me cash. I don't give a fuck. Pay me. That's when I put that business hat on. That's when I put that I'm going to be a dick hat on. Mm-hmm. With my money. because you don't treat me with respect, then guess what? I'm not saying I'm going to treat you accordingly, but let's just say you're going to feel it one way or another where I'm going to be like, I don't give a fuck at this point. Give me my money. This is the mm-hmm. business. And that's mm-hmm. the end of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I digress. That's just using an example.
Right.
And I'm going to, get ready to get into this mix because it's been inspired by the verses for Redman and Method Man.
Yes.
Hit Scrat out there, DJ Scratchers on the wheels. So salute to those legends, man. So I definitely want to play some music in the set with those artists, man, and stuff that they worked on, produced, collaborated with. And we'll come back with a DJ tip of the week.
Let's do it.
Check this out, it's DJ Khaled.
This is Post Malone.
Yes, that little Chico Pitbull.
You're in the mix with Party Life and Music Radio.
Overuses, broken choices, drugs abuse it, spoken voices. Don't know what truth is, or they just avoid it. Trying to kill the game early, that's abortion. How many talking about their pushes? Their guns and drugs, I'd rather hear distortion. Stuck in the box, feeding you that poison. Hit less lyrics, rather them more like noises. Rap apparently is just not there to me, but you just claim that you feel it. It's steady damaging you, the insanity. Say you a fan of me, kill it. I'll be damned if I'm stuck in the purest. That caused me to panic, not focus my spirit. And never do plan it and low down my lyrics. Because they just manage to say they don't hear it. Always defer, but plan me greatness. Instead I work hard to see the good look on your faces. When tears apart, I see what you doing, you basic. It's all in my soul, I feel it, just gotta have patience. I'm racing, pacing, tripping, boy, tie up your laces. I'll take out the shoes, you snooze, and put it in cases. I never will lose, you fools, you full of the hatred. See, pour the gold, yes, Lord, I'm so amazing. So amazing.
24/7, I'm grinding to make sure I won't fall down. This bullshit they're selling, I won't stand for it, cause I
can't. You're tuned in to My Life and Music Radio.
I've been working all day and night trying to make sure I get mine. I put in time just to make sure I get out and I shine. I can't stop, I keep going, I make sure they know.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. This shit was so dope that we had to stop the song just to give y'all guys a pause because we don't want to kill y'all with all this dopeness. Go back to it, man. Let's hear it.
Sit down and open your eyes and visualize the world that we live in. Practice the image of sinning. Can I be in it? If ever they fake a repentant, they never get it, they never fit it. I do this for the children. They don't know there could be anything more in a minute. I get the money, I love for my folks. Grinding so hard, I know that one day at a show. Saying that's really your bars, you know it's a go. People think your music hard when you don't get my vote. You just a joke. Giving out goals and hands, the world on my shoulders, man. I'm giving them hope, and now that they know it's over, man. Miracle dope, I'm pushing this fucking overland. As soon as they scope and take out a dose, no sober fan. Wanna ban me, they can't stand me, I was missing. I'm the man, so they demanded I'm in prison. Since my skin is far from thin, they never listen. Unless I got hella bands and tipsy. Oh, it's so cold and they are so low. They can't imagine half his mind in slow-mo. I guess I'm solo till I get promo. And people understand the world is so dope. I guess not, best that, boy, I'm the next that. Rest night, Laura Corey, best hat, chest shot. Ain't no second best when the rest drop. Chorus, please.
One, two, come on. Two, three.
You're tuned in to Party Life and Music Radio.
DJ Wahi. Get down.
I represent the hardcore, rough, rugged, and raw. DMD, the mic's my only friend. I represent the hardcore, rough, rugged, and raw. DMD, the mic's my only friend. I represent the hardcore, rough, rugged, and raw. DMD, the mic's my only friend. I represent the hardcore, rough, rugged, and raw. DMD, the mic's my only friend. I grab my call, it's like my DJ scratches on a cut. His squad on lock, PMD is like what? I'm too raw. Getting snuffed all in the cut. Hit with the rugged wash. Catching it in the gut. Plus I'm blasting fast. Stay geared with the hill figure. Timberland boots, Rolex, whip a Benz. So throw your hands up in the air like you don't care. Chicken that's swinging from chandeliers in the underwear. That's that b-boy shit. Grab your shit, crack a 40. Spark a L and get bitch. 380 by the hip, the case of slips. Don't like beats, jealous on the end. Mass confusion, losing by the minute, trying to win it. But thanks for hip hop, you scratch it. I represent the hardcore,
rough, rugged, and raw.
DMD, the mic's my only friend.
I represent
the hardcore, rough, rugged, and raw. DMD, the mic's my only friend.
Oh, yeah.
when I let these nuts hang. Focus, it's Wu-Tang. What the fuck's a hoodie and a bluffin'? I wave my black flag at the roaches who approaches. These twin super soakers who have poisonous darts for copers. Too late to get your blowgun unhosted. Your left butted up and lightly toasted. So what? I drink and smoke too much. So what? I cut too much.
Yo, now when we roll, you motherfuckers tucking your gold. Cause for the platinum, I'm jacking niggas up in limos. It ain't nothing for bullets to my butt in your clothes. Description, yellow mail, tissue up in his nose. You bitches, swing the vine on a baboon nut. Some hairy as hell, out of hell and tattooed up. I'm a dog only, fuck in the bathroom. What? In high school I dealt only with the classroom sluts.
My name is Johnny Donnie Brasco. Tuck the gap, yo, cut your cash flow. Yell if you want money. Funny, a hungry dummy snatch crumb from it. Dock and hot mix, bodies in the mosh pit.
And I'm the D.O., you looking at the raw invented. On Friday I spit 35 to 40 minutes. Smell up the bathroom like Craig Paul was in it. Ending up on your back, who swore to bid it. Anyone can match me, I crack them all to Guinness. Fuck how many thugs, the players and ballers in it. Brick City, Shaolin, better call the sinners. Boys that'll run up in your white mall and spill it.
Appleheads, what, now we do,
hit it off, you know what I mean?
PR, like this, take y'all. To the bridge.
Yo,
what?
Float on this magnificent track, wise, intelligent, all-star Jamaican. Yes, the rap bet, reinforce your threat. Who got the money to bet against the number one, holding down the position? Crush the competition with the limited edition. Heavy caliber rhyme, shooting down your peace sign. The war's on for real. Run, grab your shield. Yo, meth, take the steel and let these cats know the deal.
Style blazing, iron lung on this collaboration. Money for the taking, I ain't sweating confrontation. With PR, we be the men's up tomorrow. Masked up, licensed to kill. Bringing the horror to your house like Amityville. Keeping it molding real. Ain't supposed to feel. Hot nicks, you know the deal. If you read the resume, give the fuck what you say. Tim Boots to pave the way. Here I come to save the day. Yeah, stop the prep. Transform the Mr. Map. See that logo on my chest? Save a damsel in distress. Hot in the song, gotta get until it's gone. Kids wanna get it on, get smacked up and spit upon. Ride till you prove me wrong. Think you can do me, huh? Can't we all just get along? In this modern Babylon, dueling with my nemesis, laying down laws. Don't start if you can't finish it. I'm telling you, Paul, got the power of a media shower. Coming down on all you cowards, tricking your funds and sniffing powders. Here we come, straight from the slums. Dynamic duo, son, Ghost Rider, Jonathan, and Soul Brother number one.
Sending this one out to my man.
Get tripped on, word is bold. I'm kicking rhymes to the AM vote just wrong. Now
Quincy, but I'm back on the block and not selling crack. I come in with the fat, funk flows and tracks. So what you saying, black? With all that yakety yak. My order facts can't be beat with bats. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and bend you and send you swaying to be continued. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
Pipe Dog is in the building. Red Man is in the building. Busta Rhymes in the building.
Remix.
Pete, the rebirth of the reborn as I rebuild. Reconnect with this rebel, redefining raw skill. I realign, readjusted, refocus, reanalyze. What's real? First motion. Had to refuel, reactivate, to reemerge, reevaluate, recalculate. Bitch, I return. Redefine, reenergize, get reacquainted. Rhythm Kins Incorporated. Roots, we made it. Invulnerable, inviting, invincible, inventive one. Which leads most inviolable. Get involved, invest in these youths, kid, invigorate. Induce that already. Realness. Insecure? Nah, more like inhumane. It's not a game. Shut your mouth. Use your inner voice. Stay in your lane. Inaugurate those with incentive to want to innovate. Insisting that those who inspire, we will initiate. What? And that's just me in a nutshell. Nutshell, nutshell, nutshell. Ha! Fight Dog in a nutshell.
Unpredictable, I'm so unfuckwittable, unfathomable. The love I get unconditional, unequivocal, indestructible, unthinkable. Spit is understandable, how to flow unforgettable. Unbuckle belts, unclothed bitches and Raris. Unclean vagina, please go clean your panani. Unhospitable, thus one sick individual. Untraceable DNA, nigga, flow unforgivable. And that's just me in a nutshell. I'm unallowed, those unwelcome, you're unapparent. Undisputed, I got you stuck like under a magnet. Under a cabinet, unofficially though I had to get a number. Write it up under the logo with a laminate. The unbeaten, undertaker, undercutting niggas. Unexplainable, ass beatings, underhanded niggas. Undenounced, bury you under the mansion. I unspeakably hope that we have an understanding. Ha, that's just me in a nutshell. Nutshell, nutshell, nutshell.
Then,
bust a nut. You got the shell, the shell, the shell.
Check a 1-2, check a 1-2. Coming up, still more.
You're tuned in to Party Life and Music Radio.
As I step to the mic with the B-Boy stance, to the brave-hearted C's, I wouldn't take a chance. Keep quiet while the MC rap, and if you disrespect me, it's the big payback. The E-double-E is my name I spell. Things to the clientele, my squad rocks well. I'm in your hood coming through like what? Chromed out, beamed out in an all-black truck. You a player? What team you with? I got major chips, I push the flyers whips. Got the flyers chicks, my outfits be freshly dipped. No matter what the steez, I'm equipped.
Well, my name is MD, I'm known as the motivator. Funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator. Joy to destroy because your rhymes are toy. Never sweating, no click.
Why, babe?
Cause I'm a B-boy. When we on the scene, we always rock the spot. The Green Eye Bandit scratching my dock. In the beginning, we had to let the world know. Now, EPMD is clocking all the dirt. Sit back and relax, of course the bitch fat. TV with the phone in the back. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to chill.
Well, only Fiona's macaroni and cheese. Before I start, I got to fart. No, I got to sneeze now. Nah, I got to trip and yippity doo dah. Day shucks, I'm making bucks and one hip hip away and then some. Cause I'm a rousy rousy ace boom coon. So shall we walk, bob a loo, bob a walk, bam, boom, drops off a shaw, dang, nab it, I'm best. My AFX are broke, my London bridge fell down, and I'm a good chip with a lollipop. Left town to yickety yak. Your boogaloo black, okie dokie, oopsie daisy, cause I'm crazy like that. But it's the cat got snow. Well, Mr. Red and his crew, so Rumpel Seal can roll the dumpling, and he made beef stew troop. I got the hula hoop, baby boop, boop a doop. Lassie boy, you made a mess, now go and get the poop, scoop, boop. I weeble wobble wobble weeble, I'm made, but hocus pocus, and yippee yi yo, yay for Dre, and.
Crank the boombox, my
bust grills, you take snapshots of the maniac. Dressed in black, now right, I'm strapped. Could you play me too close?
Slow down and catch a cap.
Plus, I don't play games, and I'm more like Jesse James. The hell with them, just in the so called fame. Strictly biz the heart.
Yeah.
As I climb charts, busting that daily as I compose like Mozart. Just stand, say you're mad, damn. Why him? TR1 Targa, 560 bins. I'm sinking mad deep, no shorts and no sleep. I'm bugged like a typhoon, hard like concrete. So get a grip and don't slip. I got the clip of an infrared image ahead as I blast my target. The Bozak, I'm ripping flows that making MC stop and chill and say he's all that. Hardcore, no R&B singer. Roll with the hit squad, down with the headbang.
Myself twice, man. I'm the George Irvin of rap. Call me the Iceman. Met no one who can serve me yet. I'm an animal in a rap game called the vet. I'm running these streets, so y'all reroute. I'm the people vote without the Florida recount. E got flavor. I'm cold lamping. The champion when it comes to sampling. And you ain't nothing. Let me push your button and find out you in the game lame and frontin'. It's the bandit. Who's that man? The VIP rapper. Peep the wristband. I'm nice. I took both plays from Wesley and left him Elvis Presley. Protect your neck and your head like Wu-Tang said. And now I said,
yeah.
Hold up, dub. When I'm friends with this right here, watch the buzz. Cry wild out when I'm up in the club. Be like, I keep it gully, yeah, that's a given. I make sure I'm coming back and keep spitting. You see what I'm doing. I rock for the youth, so respect my gangster, cause I'm
DJ Rocky. Get down, get down.
Yo, call me a Zodiac killer. Hard shot of liquor to a cognac sipper. Rap, yo, call me a Zodiac killer. Hard shot of liquor to a cognac sipper. Rap, bill, call me a Zodiac killer. Yo, hush, yo, call me a Zodiac killer. Yo, call me a Zodiac. 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 Call me a Zodiac killer. Hard shot of liquor to a cognac sipper. Rap, spit a flow. I'm the illest flash, illa X crack. Dealer cold, I'ma pull a caterpillar. Capricorn, just for lying to gorillas. Get cancer from the smoke, 69's how I did her. This just a small version, but the posse's bigger. My finger ram trigger, bout the Aries in ya. Yeah, it's like the dawning of Aquarian. The sign says, get your point across, Sagittarian. But I just see food, pescatarian. Feel this cut, all up in your guts, that's a cesarean. You can weigh me on the scale, legendary, a barbarian. Tell him leave, bruh, or I bury him. On my bully, a friend of yours ain't a friend of mine. The only shooter that's in the gym is Gemini.
Virgo, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Libra, Sagittarius, Cancer, Leo, Capricorn, Leo.
You're tuned in to Party Life and Music Radio.
The employers of a year, yeah, we're back to work. I took time off, all the rappers got jerked. Due to the fact they whacking their track, have to go back and stack, cause they lack the ingredients, EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the hip hopper, plus the soul shocker. Down with MD, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other the swords. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo. Then I lay back and mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chenille. Cause I produce and get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like Mop and Glow.
That's what it brought.
Back the second time, but on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack. Who needs a rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream in the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone wrecker, turn on my callers, say your mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me Pete, then other slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
what you say.
Funkadelic and I gotcha. Hard enough that I could chew a whole back of rye. Chew an avenue, chew an off street and off block. To turn around and do the same damn thing to a solo. Cause Reggie Noble's pissed. I crushed the whole brain frame. Cause you couldn't maintain the funk. The heavy rap style for lunch, y'all. Cause 92, I take a whole crew. Give them a put to the book, not baller that go too loose. I'll show you what type of stuff I'm on. You can't puff or slip it. Because I was born with it. The Funkadelic devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, your pen. I get action. So everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back trunk. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot. Some say I got more juice than Tupac.
Straight out of Jersey.
You heard me, my brother. I'm laughing.
Time for some back.
To Party Life and Music Radio. DJ,
all right, we are back. We are back. Hope everyone enjoyed that mix. We are here on the number one podcast here on the internet, Blitz.fm. And if you want to check out our past shows, just go to www.buzzsprout.com/88751. You can check out show number 193, where we had our guest DJ, DJ Iru. Yes. So definitely want to check that out, man. And, you know, definitely want to say RIP to the legends again. RIP to DMX, RIP to Black Rob.
Yes.
And our special RIP goes to an educator who was a legend in D.C., Miss Elizabeth Davis. She was the president of the Washington Teachers Union, and she had lost her life on Easter Sunday due to a car accident. So if you don't know who she is or want to know who she is, Google her. This woman was a trailblazer, not only a good friend, but also one of my favorite clients, as I was also her favorite DJ. So on that note, man, brother, you got the DJ tip of the week.
Oh, most certainly. And this definitely goes out to all those DJs, especially us, where you have those late night DJs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we go like sometimes we go through parties up to like 3, sometimes 4 in the morning.
All right.
And you get those munchies. Let me tell you. So I'm one of those people that I'm going to say this is definitely not a sponsored show, at least not yet. But I will definitely shout out Wawa. Wawa is definitely the place to go. If you like, you know, cause I know every time, you know, we may do gigs where, you know, be able to eat some kind of food if they offer it to you. But if there's no food provided and you're hungry or whatever, I would suggest,
I know. When I'm out of town, it's either a supermarket or 7-Eleven or Royal Farms. Yeah, trust. I'm taking all that back to the hotel room with bottles of water. Yes.
Yes, definitely. And you did mention Royal Farms. You know, because it does allow and does help you keep like a healthy alternative just in case, you know, if you're not really into like doing McDonald's and stuff like that. Because I can honestly say with Wawa and Royal Farms, like they do provide a variety of healthy alternatives, you know, sandwiches and stuff like that. And the best part is they make them fresh right there in front of you, and it's cheap. So, you know, so again, if you're coming from a late night gig and you know of a place or a spot, you don't have to be Wawa or Royal Farms. Like, that's just my personal favorites. But if you can find that place late at night, because you definitely don't want to do gigs where you're constantly going, really just going on fumes and there's not a lot of food, because it does catch up to you after a while. So, So make sure you maintain that. And if you're a DJ that, you know, is able to pack something to go along with you, I would definitely suggest doing that. Or continue to do that, Because you definitely want to be in a place where, you know, you're able to perform at your best. So when you're well hydrated or you're well fueled with the type of foods that you're going to bring with you, or if it's just one of those, again, cases where, again, you're getting coming from a gig and it's late night. Again, Wawa, Royal Farms, whatever other place you can find where they can make your food fresh right then and there and it's healthy. Trust me, that is the way to go. So there you are. Make sure you stay fueled, right. Joe.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Good tip. All right. Well, look, this is the last week in April. It is April 27th that this is broadcasting on. And next week will be the first week of May. So it's nothing but the mixtape edition. So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Fine. All right. But as I said, check out show 193 on our Buzzsprout page. And we are guest DJ, DJ Arul. So you definitely want to check him out. And we got our other shows listed on buzzsprout.com as well. So look, this concludes our broadcast. Just want to say I appreciate you, brother. Give people the files while they're here, man. And
yes.
Yeah, and like I said, next week, mixtape edition, nothing but the mixes. So look, I am DJ Waheed.
And I am DJ FX.
And we are Party Life and Music Radio on Bliss.fm.
That's right. Peace, love, and joy. But most importantly, you got to keep that love going, no matter the color.
All right. Yow.